morning and welcome to the Print AM, our daily morning podcast of the big news story. This is Ramya Nair. I'm a senior associate editor with the Print, tracking economy and business. It has been in the making for a few years. It has been floated with different names and various structures have been debated and discarded. Finally, on Thursday, the Indian government disclosed the fine print of an entity that will acquire stressed assets from bank balance sheets to enable them to lend to productive sectors of the economy. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman announced that the National Asset Reconstruction Company Limited, or NARCL, also loosely referred to as a bad bank, has received Cabinet's nod and will address the twin balance sheet problem faced by the Indian financial sector. Twin balance sheet problem refers to balance sheet troubles faced by both banks and Indian companies, leading to a vicious cycle of bad loans in the Indian banking sector. The Modi government's decision to set up another asset reconstruction company comes at a time Indian banks are expected to face a deluge of bad loans in the coming years due to the stress caused by the COVID-19 pandemic. As per projections by the Indian Central Bank, bad loans as a percentage of total advances could inch up to nearly 10% by March 2022, as against 7.5% in March 2021. This could worsen to more than 11% in case the system sees higher stress, according to the Reserve Bank of India. RBI had allowed banks to restructure loan accounts and delay the repayment cycle for companies hit by the pandemic. But this regulatory leeway will soon come to an end, adding to the worries of banks. This is precisely where the new entity will come into play. NARCL will acquire nearly Rs 2 lakh crore of stressed assets from banks. These will be high-value stressed loan assets of more than Rs 500 crores. It will pay banks 15% cash upfront for these assets and issue securitization receipts for the remaining 85% of the asset value. The Cabinet has approved a Rs 30,600 crore guarantee to back the securitization receipts. This guarantee will come into play if the asset is not able to realize its value and will be valid for 5 years. NARCL, in which state-owned banks have a 51% stake, is currently awaiting the nod of RBI to operate as an asset reconstruction company. However, parallelly, lenders have completed the process of identifying toxic assets that can be transferred to NARCL. NARCL has also undertaken the valuation of these assets, Financial Services Secretary Debashish Panda said. The stressed assets acquired by NARCL will be managed by another entity. This company, India Debt Resolution Company Limited, will focus on resolution of the assets and employ turnaround professionals. This will free up bank personnel to focus on lending activities. Sitharaman said that the asset quality review undertaken in 2015 had revealed the stress faced by banks. She added that the Modi government has undertaken many measures to comprehensively address the problems faced by the banking sector, including bringing in insolvency and the bankruptcy code, capitalization of banks, and governance reforms. The Modi government has repeatedly blamed the lending practices followed by banks under the Congress-led United Progressive Alliance government's tenure for the pile-up of bad debts seen by banks. But it remains to be seen how much longer it can blame its predecessor for the troubles faced by the banks. Questions also remain on why there is a need for another asset reconstruction company when there are several existing ones, even a few where banks are the shareholders. The government guarantee and use of professionals to deliver resolution will guarantee better results, according to the government. But one will have to wait and watch if this government-supported asset reconstruction company manages to deliver on its promise of effectively resolving the twin balance sheet problem. Thank you for listening. Do log in every morning at 8 a.m. to listen to the best news analysis from the Print Stable. We will be back tomorrow with a new episode.